Welcome to day 207. We are up to Perachas, Mishnachas, and now we're returning to the topic of Truma. Now, the one piece of information that we need as background for this Mishnah is really something that we already know. And that's that when it comes to Truma Tahora, regular, pure Truma, the Kohen can either eat it, drink it, or anoint with it. That's it. But when it comes to Truma Tameya, impure Truma, it can only be burned. So with that in mind, says Mishnachas, Chavis Shal Truma Shenolad Basafik Tuma. Imagine you have a barrel of pure Truma or Truma that was pure, and now a Suffolk, a doubt arose that maybe it became impure. Maybe you have reason to believe that something impure touched it, or maybe you had two barrels of Truma and something Tame fell into one of them, but you're not sure which one. Whatever it is, a Suffolk Tuma, a doubt of Truma arose. And now you have a problem, because you can't eat it or drink it because there's a possibility that it's impure, but you also can't burn it because there's a possibility that it's pure. So what are you supposed to do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im haisamu nachas b'makam turpa, if this barrel was placed in an exposed public area, then yenichena b'makam hamutzna, then you bring it inside to an enclosed area. Vim haisamu gula, and if it was uncovered, yichasena, then you have to cover it up. Why? Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to treat it, at least in this respect, as if it is Truma Tahora. Just like regular pure Truma you have to protect from becoming impure, so too, this is only doubtful Truma. That's not full-fledged Tuma. I'm sorry, it's only doubtful Tuma, only doubtful impurity. That's not full-fledged impurity, and therefore you have to make sure that you do your best to ensure that it does not become full-fledged Tuma. And therefore, if it's in a public area where someone who is Tame can likely touch it and make it Tumas Vadai, make it absolutely Tame, you can't do that. You have to prevent that, and therefore you have to bring it inside just like you would with regular Truma Torah. And if it's uncovered where someone can touch the produce inside and make it Tame, you have to cover it up. Again, you have to prevent it from becoming absolute Tuma. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He's going to say the opposite. Im haisamu nachas b'makam hamutzna, if it was placed in an enclosed area, in a private space, in a chenev b'makam turpa, go place it in a public area, in an exposed place. Vim haisamu chusa, and if it was covered, yigalena, uncover it. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua says, listen, we're in a tough situation. We're nishta hai, nishta hair. You can't burn it and you can't eat it. So what's going to happen? You're going to end up leaving it lying around and someone is going to eat it. And you're not allowed to eat it. So it's going to end up causing sin. So what should we do? Well, we should get rid of it. We should burn it. But we can't because there's a chance that it's Truma Tahora, that it's pure. So what do? You cause it to become Tamei Bivadai. You cause it to become absolutely impure. How? You place it in a public area where someone who's Tamei is going to come by and touch it. You uncover it so someone's going to touch it inside and make it all Tamei. And then, once you can't directly cause it, you can't do it yourself, or you can't tell someone else to, but you can leave it in a place where it will likely become Tamei, and then once it's Tamei, Bivadai, once it's absolutely impure, then you can burn it. And now a third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Al Yechadish Bedavar, don't do anything new to it. Wherever it is, you leave it there. If it's outside in a public area, exposed, leave it there. If it's in a private area, leave it there. Meaning he says, listen, you don't have to worry like Rabbi Eliezer, you have to make sure that it doesn't become Tumas Vadai, whatever, it already has a suffix to it. You don't have to go crazy to make sure that it doesn't become absolutely impure, or that it doesn't become absolutely impure. And you also are not allowed to place it if it's in a place that's enclosed. You can't cause it to become absolutely impure, become Tumas Vadai, meaning just do whatever it is, neither, right? Don't do Rabbi Yeshua, don't do Rabbi Eliezer. If it's in public, leave it in public. If it's in private, leave it in private. Don't cause it to become Tamei, but don't go crazy to ensure that it does not become Tamei. That is Mishnah Ches. And now we can hear the Mishnah Tes. Now, for Mishnah Tes, we're going to be dealing with a wine press, and a wine press has two vats in it. There's an upper and a lower vat, and we're going to assume right now that the lower vat has chulin, non-truma wine, that is tame, and the upper vat has truma wine, regular truma wine, that is tahor. What happens? We're going to see in a moment that the top part's going to break. Chavis shenishpura begas alyona. You have this barrel of wine in the top, in the upper vat of this wine press, and it breaks, and now the wine is going to spill into the lower part, v'tachtona tmeya, and the bottom part is chulin wine that is impure. So what's the problem? Well, two things are going to happen. The truma wine on top is going to go into the bottom part, and it's going to make the truma wine, it's going to make the truma wine tame, and you're not allowed to cause truma to become tame. We know that. We just learned in the last Mishnah. We know that in general. So that's the first thing that's going to happen. The truma wine is going to become tame because it's falling into truma chulin. And the second thing that's going to happen is that the wine in the bottom, the chulin, is going to become truma because there's not enough to nullify it. So there are two things that are going to happen. The truma is going to become tame and the chulin is going to become truma. So this is a major problem. Now the assumption here is that you have kalim, you have big, let's say, bowls that you could actually catch the wine in, but they're all tameim. They are all impure. So what do you do? So says the Mishnah, mow Ode Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. They both agree. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree. She'im yachol lahatzil mimena revius betara yatzil. If you're able, if you have enough time to run and grab a small little kli and save even a revius, just a few ounces of wine in a pure vessel, such that that wine remains pure, then you should do it. Meaning to say that you have a few options right now. Should you quickly try to catch the wine with the impure vessels and save it from going to the bottom of the vat? Or should you do something else? So the halacha is that if you have enough time to run and grab a pure vessel to catch even some of that wine to save it from becoming tameh, even though in the process you're going to allow all the other wine to fall to the bottom and make that wine tameh and make the chulin truma, then you should do it. Meaning it's worth risking or sacrificing all of that wine in the top of the vat and the bottom of the vat just to save a little bit of that truma b'tahara. But the imlav, but if you don't have enough time or you don't have a pure vessel nearby, then Rabbi Eliezer Omer teret v'titameh, you can't even catch it with the impure bowls. You just have to let it fall into the bottom part of the al yitmena b'yadav. Because what's the difference? Either way, the truma is going to become tameh. But if you just leave it, then it becomes tameh on its own. But if you really intervene and catch it in the tummy bowls, then you are causing the truma to become tummy. You're doing it with biadayim, with your own hands, and you're not allowed to do that. That's off limits. So yes, maybe the result will be the same either way, and in fact, if you let it fall, not only is the truma becoming tummy, but the chulin is becoming truma. Still, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're not allowed to cause it yourself. You're not allowed to directly cause truma to become tameya, and therefore you have to just let it fall, even though it'll ruin, so to say, the bottom wine. We're going to see later on in two Mishnayos tomorrow that Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree. But that is Mishnah Tes. We'll continue the Mishnah Yud tomorrow.